Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
20 Brigade,
Germany.
First, the Queen's Dragoon Guards have been on the ranges recently in Senlager, enjoying one of their last chances to exercise and fire their traditional combat reconnaissance vehicle, the Scimitar. I spoke to the commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Will Davis, who explained why.
We've been told, as part of the Army 2020 announcement, that we will be converting to a role called Light Cavalry. Frankly, it's really exciting because we're breaking new ground. It's a light capability on wheels that can turn its hand to a number of different tasks. And generally, after 30 to 40 years of being on and off CVRT, we're really looking forward to a new challenge.
A Squadron have already converted to the light role, and we're doing the exercise on Wimmix, adapted open-top Land Rovers. Corporal Hill from A Squadron.
We just transferred to the light roll recce. Obviously the vehicles have changed and it's just getting the guys used to the vehicles and obviously the ranges, the weapon systems have changed, so they're getting used to the new weapon systems and trooper level training and then building up the squadron level training and then obviously higher up the brigade level. A different role, so everybody's interested in it. They want to see what it's all about. It's kind of similar in ways. It's the sort of same job. Obviously, these vehicles are a lot colder because they're more open. I believe they are summer vehicles, not winter, and it's freezing now.
Trooper Warner said he has mixed feelings about saying goodbye to their traditional recce vehicle.
Well, the Scimitar's got its good and bad points. They're quite old vehicles. I mean, they've been around since the 60s. But there's small crews, there's small wagons, you know what everything is. And it's going to be strange moving to new wagons.
Although they'll be moving to a different platform, Major Johnny Hanlon, OC of C Squadron, said the actual role they'll be doing is quite a familiar one.
We'll move away from our armoured CVRT vehicles onto lighter Wimmix at the moment, but lighter platforms. But much of that is actually similar to what we've been doing in recent years in Afghanistan anyway. So although we've got to adapt the way we work, it's actually a lot of the core skills and a lot of our basic trade will remain fairly similar to what we've been doing to date.
He added that although it's an end of an era for the Scimitar, the soldiers will embrace this change.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think for some people they'll be quite sad to see CVRT disappear because it's a vehicle we've had in the Army and in the regiment for some time. But actually, as I said, we've been operating on different platforms over recent operations in both Iraq and Afghanistan. So I think it's something we've got quite a bit of experience in. I think the boys are quite enjoying it.
The exercise this summer in Canada will be the Scimitar's swan song with the regiment before all squadrons re-roll. This is Liv Strawn for BFBS in Senlager.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.